Welcome to the Talking Greyhounds podcast for this Wednesday, August 24. Simon Harrison with you, and Mark Duclos joins me now. Duke, good afternoon.
Afternoon to you, Simon.
First of all, let's discuss the latest on the New South Wales ban, and the legislation was passed this morning.
Yeah, it was, after a marathon debate in state government at around 3 a.m. this morning. The Liberal Party got their way, and the legislation has now been passed that will ban greyhound racing in New South Wales from July the 1st, 2017. A number of the coalition members actually crossed the floor and voted against it, but it wasn't enough. And I can tell you this afternoon, there are thousands and thousands of participants in greyhound racing in New South Wales literally just shaking their head and asking where it all went wrong and how we have ended up in the situation that we are in at the moment.
Andrew Bensley had Brenton Scott from the GBOTA on this morning, and he was talking about an appeal that that they will lodge with the Supreme Court in September.
Yep, they've already commenced legal proceedings there. David Bennett QC, the former Solicitor General for New South Wales, he's handling the legal proceedings for the New South Wales Greyhound Racing Industry Alliance. They lodged documents a couple of weeks back. They're expected to go to the Supreme Court in late September to challenge the validity of the McHugh Special Commission of Inquiry report that the New South Wales government banks every single thing on. And we know now some of the figures in that, they're just flawed. Some of the statements that are made, they were made by people that called towards the commission, and people and other commentators are saying that they were witnesses that were always going to be saying something that the government wanted them to hear, and also that the inquiry wanted to place on record. So we go to the Supreme Court in late September, but the thing that should be noted, Simon, is that government is not compelled to reverse the decision based on a finding in a court in New South Wales, or in Australia for that matter. They are what's known as a sovereign state. So we can go to court, we can find out that the report was flawed or it wasn't procedural fairness in it, but it doesn't mean that New South Wales state government will reverse their decision. I guess the best chance that we've got is that we go to court, we do have the report basically thrown out, and then we expect pressure to bear down on the Premier, Mike Baird, and also the Deputy Premier, Troy Grant, that everything they've based this decision on is based on a report that is flawed. So that, to me, is our biggest hope of having this decision reversed. And we could well be, as Alan Jones on TGB alluded to this morning, there could well be a leadership challenge in the next couple of months.
Which is desperately what the greyhound industry need. Is there a chance that you think that it could get to September and then another date a few months down the track, and then another date, and it just keeps rolling on and getting pushed back and pushed back?
No, mate. No, I don't. Legislation has been passed. New South Wales state government are well on the way. They've had a number of things in train and in plan for some time now, prior to the announcement of the ban back on July the 7th. I think you need to look back at the campaign that the New South Wales state government have run. They received the report on June 16th. The federal election was held on July the 2nd. They withheld the announcement of the ban until after the federal election because they knew how much damage it would have done to the Liberal Party and to the Nationals as far as the federal election was concerned. So they waited until after the federal election was completed before announcing a ban on greyhound racing. Since then, they've run a multi-million dollar advertising campaign vindicating their decision to introduce this legislation to ban greyhound racing in New South Wales. Unprecedented. We've seen leaked emails from the interim CEO of Greyhound Racing New South Wales, Paul Newsom, to the government. We've seen videos which were purported to have come from 2012 with a greyhound being hit by a cattle prod, which now appears to be just complete fabrication and falsification, because anyone who's ever had anything to do with a beast on a farm, they know that if a cow, 300 or 400 kilo beast, gets hit with a cattle prod, they jump through the roof. There was none of that with this greyhound who was supposedly hit with a cattle prod. So as I say, the campaign run by state government, a lot of people look at it and they go, this has just been totally unfair. As I say, people in New South Wales and people all around Australia are just looking at this decision and going, how can it happen? How could this actually come to rule today in 2016 in Australia, a democratic society, but it has, and we now wait and see with just a glimmer of hope in moving forward to July, 2017, that this decision will be reversed.
Yeah, okay, then we'll fingers crossed for September in the Supreme Court. That's the next point of hope, isn't it?
Oh, Simon, the impact this has had on people is, you know, the Bear government have chosen to get into bed with the Greens. They've chosen to get into bed with the Animal Justice Party in the upper house. And again, you look at the tactics they use. They introduced this legislation and bill into the upper house before it actually went back to the lower house. Governments do that in one in 100 cases, and it's normally reserved for acts of terrorism or breaches of national security as far as passing this legislation is concerned. But Mike Baird, he continues to trot out the line that no, this was the way that we did it, and everything was above board with the way that we've done it. Mike Baird may be able to look himself in the face and say that, but I can tell you now, as I say, there are thousands of participants who will never, ever, ever trust the Liberal government or the National Party again because of what's gone on with the greyhound racing industry and the decision that they've made. I worry about some of these participants, Simon. I worry about their health and their well-being and their mental health. But as I said, the Baird government have chosen to put animals in front of humans. No one condones animal cruelty, but how about we think about the impact of what this decision will have on humans in Australia?
Yeah, exactly. Well, we'll turn our attention to some better news, and we do have some tip-top greyhound racing coming up over the next few days. We'll begin with the Group 2 Blacktop final at the Gardens on Friday, where Pantera Nera is the $2.10 favourite from Box 8.
Yeah, his run in the heats was absolutely terrific. He had box four. He moves to box eight this Friday night in the Group 2 final at the Gardens. And he's a greyhound that's already won a Group 2 event in Victoria. He took out the Traralgon Cup. He's blessed with early speed. His run last week, as I said, it was terrific. He was checked two or three times in the run. He was first up at the Gardens, and I thought his run was full of merit. Majamahi Mahi for Charlie Lamb. He's also got one hill in the race. It ran the fastest time, Majamahi Mahi, of 29.39. It'll be tough to beat, but it's got an awkward draw. And I just think from the outside, Pantera Nera with its early pace, it'll be able to cross and lead them at the first turn and take out the Blacktop at the Gardens on Friday night.
The first reserve night, Sprite would probably be a chance if it gained a run.
Yeah, he would be. He's probably just a little bit off his best. He was favourite for the New South Wales State Final, the Sprint Championship. He had box number two on that occasion, was checked out of it down the back straight. He then finished second last week at the Gardens. And as I said, he on face value, he probably is the unlucky runner in the sense that he didn't get through to the final. And with his early pace, he would be a genuine chance. He was actually the third highest ranked sprinter as far as the wildcard entry for the National Sprint Series was concerned, and he missed out on getting a berth in that spot by one mere point. So look, there's other races coming up for Knight Sprite, but I don't think the Blacktop will be one of them.
Okay then, so that's for the Gardens on Friday. And on Saturday we move our attention to Angle Park with the Group 1 National Sprint and Distance Finals, each worth $75,000 to the winner. And the National Distance Final will be race six, and it looks, it's certainly more open than the sprint race. You've got Ring the Bell for Gerry O'Keefe that's come up with box two at 2.40. Big Easy Red for Rusty Dillon there from box one at 4.20. And you've got Cardiology, which has drawn box six, which is $4.60.
Yeah, and look, Ring the Bell, trained by Gerry O'Keefe, he's having a terrific year. He took out the Group 1 Sandown Cup with a littermate to Ring the Bell called Bells Are Ringing. And if you go back through Ring the Bell's most recent form, there's a star in Victoria called Burn One Down, which is prepared by Jason Thompson, and he is the boom stayer. He ran the fastest time in the heats of the national distance at Sandown Park in 41.37. But Ring the Bell, at his last three starts, he's had three wins, and on two of those occasions, he's beaten Burn One Down, hands down, no excuses. So if Burn One Down was actually in this race, he would probably be around about even money. And Ring the Bell is a greyhound that has got good early pace. He's able to position himself in the early stages of a race, and irrespective of whether it's a 7.30 or a 5.20 race, you still need to be in a good, clean position in the early stages. And I just think from box number two, Big Easy Red will probably punch up. Springvale Bryn, the top local hope, it's drawn box five. And Cardiology for New South Wales and Carla Jane Coleman, it's drawn box six. They look the three likely leaders but it wouldn't surprise me to see Ring the Bell lead in this race off box number two. If he doesn't lead, he probably sits just behind them. I think he's the strongest dog in the race. I don't think the 731 metres will be a problem. And I think Ring the Bell can win the national distance at Angle Park on Saturday night.
Gee, it'd be a ripper of a 6 months for Gerry O'Keefe, wouldn't it? Well, he won the Sandown Cup and then to win a Group 1 in Adelaide. It'd be phenomenal.
Yeah, and look, I spoke to Gerry last Friday night at the Victorian Greyhound Awards, and he said, "I just hope my luck continues for another 8 days and 2 hours." He was down to the clock. He knew exactly when, what time the race would be on. He's done a terrific job. He's only got a very small team of greyhounds in work, but he consistently wins races at the Metropolitan venues. And let's say, bells are ringing. She was a 50-1 outsider when she won the Group 1 Sandown Cup. Ring the Bell will be nothing like those odds on Friday, on Saturday evening.
Okay, so that's in the distance race. Race 8 is the national sprint final, and a long odds on favourite here, Zambora Brocky, has come up with box 1.
And a deservedly so short price favourite. His picket fence at the moment extends to 9 straight wins. He's a dual Group 1 winner, taking out the Winter Cup and also the Vic Peters Classic. A dual Group 2 winner, winning the Horsham Cups and Horsham Cup and Warrnambool Cup. And he's been in scintillating form in recent times. He went to Angle Park last Thursday evening. Anthony Azzopardi drove over from his kennels in Victoria. He trialled him there. He ran 29.44. Anthony was pleased with the run. He thought the dog sort of lost the first turn a little bit. But from box number one on Saturday evening, I just can't see them beating him because he's got the early pace to punch through at that first turn. And he is as strong as an ox. And the times that he can run, he's at 29.6 at Wentworth Park, 29.6 at Albion Park, 29.4 in a trial at Angle Park. If they lead him, there's not a dog in the race that can run him down, barring injury.
And Dundee Osprey is probably the perfect runner for him to have drawn alongside him.
Yeah, average beginner who wants to get off at the first turn, and Dundee Osprey could just well make this race for Zambora Brocky. I think that Brocky will make the race for him himself, but it doesn't hurt to have a average beginner and a wide runner drawn beside you. Ben Teke from box number 3 for Ruth King from New South Wales. It went over there. It trialled 29.49, only 3/4 of a length slower than what Zambora Brocky trialled last Thursday evening. And I spoke with Ruth King during the week, and again, she was happy with the run because the dog lost the first turn as well, which they can do at Angle Park because it is a very tight circuit. It's a tricky track to get around. Once dogs have had a run on the track, you'll generally find they can improve a couple of tenths. And Ben Teke was brilliant winning the state final at Wentworth Park. He ran 29.67. He goes into the race as the youngest, the most inexperienced greyhound, but he's certainly got a motor, and I think he'll run the Quinella. Outside Pass, she trialled 29.56 last Thursday night at Angle Park, a proven group performer. She ran second as Zambora Brocky in the Group 1 Winter Cup, and I think those three greyhounds will run the trifecta. Worm Burner's probably the best of the locals, Syme. He's won 10 straight at the track, but this is the best of the best in Australia. And just with an awkward draw, I think Worm Burner will need plenty of luck if he is to win the national sprint for the home state on Saturday evening.
And, Duke, you'll be live trackside at Angle Park on Saturday night?
Certainly will. Prior to that, on Friday evening, we've got the 2015-16 Australian Greyhound Racing Association Awards to be held in Adelaide, where we'll crown the Greyhound of the Year. Of course, Fernando Vale took it out last year. It'll be a gala night where you've got Sire of the Year, Dam of the Year, Run of the Year, Trainer of the Year awards to be handed out. So that is the entree to what looks to be a terrific night of racing on Saturday night. And you're right, Simon, I will be there for Sky Racing 1 from around about 5:30 Eastern.
I look forward to tuning in. Thanks very much for your time, as always, Duke, and we'll chat again next Wednesday.
My pleasure, Simon.